Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, the cell, which is the unit of life. You might be wondering, what makes cells so special? Well, every living organism, from a tiny bacterium to a massive blue whale, is built from cells. These tiny entities are the smallest units that can carry out all life processes independently. Now, here's the interesting part. Cells are the fundamental building blocks of life, and they can exist on their own, performing tasks like metabolism, growth, response, and reproduction. But have you ever noticed how we can't see cells with our naked eye? That's because they're microscopic, and it wasn't until the invention of the microscope that we could see them. Let's take a step back in time, to 1665, when Robert Hooke first discovered and named cells. He observed cork slices under a microscope and noticed that they were made up of tiny boxes, which he called cells. Later, in 1674, Anton van Leeuwenhoek became the first person to observe living cells, including bacteria, red blood cells, sperm, and protozoa. He called them animalcules, which is a pretty cool name, don't you think? Now, let's talk about cell theory. This concept was formally articulated by Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann in 1839, and it states that all living organisms are composed of cells. But that's not all. Cell theory also says that cells are the basic units of structure and function in living organisms, and that new cells can only arise from pre-existing cells. This idea was later modified by Rudolf Virchow, who added that every cell comes from a pre-existing cell. So, what does a cell look like? Well, a typical cell has three main parts: the cell membrane, the cytoplasm, and the nucleus. The cell membrane is like a selective boundary that controls what comes in and out of the cell. The cytoplasm is like a fluid matrix that's crowded with tiny structures called organelles, which perform different functions. And the nucleus is like the control center of the cell, where all the genetic information is stored. Now, let's think about this. Cells are like tiny factories, where all the different organelles work together to keep the cell alive and functioning. There's the mitochondria, which generates energy for the cell, the ribosomes, which make proteins, and the lysosomes, which are like the cell's recycling centers. Each organelle has a specific job, and they all work together to keep the cell running smoothly. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a break and come back to it. Okay, so now that we've talked about cells and cell theory, let's summarize the key points. Cells are the basic units of life, and they're capable of independent existence. Cell theory states that all living organisms are composed of cells, and that cells are the basic units of structure and function. And finally, cells are made up of different organelles, each with their own specific function. So, pay close attention to this. Understanding cells and cell theory is really important for understanding how living organisms work. And who knows, maybe one day you'll become a cell biologist and discover new and exciting things about these tiny, but amazing, units of life. Now, here's a trick to remember this. Just think of cells as tiny little houses, where all the different organelles are like the different rooms, each with their own specific function. That's a pretty cool way to think about it, right?